Okay, we're going to take a look at the integration points between the testing framework within Visual Studio Team System and the work item tracking system. So here I am in Test Manager, and we're looking at the lists of tests that I have here and the tests that I have not in a list specifically. And just real quickly, I have this manual test case. If we look over here in the properties window, just a couple things I want to point out to you. First, you're going to see this associated work items property. That allows you to actually go into the work item tracking system and associate this test with particular work items. So I'll just pull up the entire work item list. I could go ahead and pick a particular work item or two, click OK, and actually associate those work item IDs back here to the test case. Now the challenge in this is the actual data here is not stored in the database. It's actually stored with the test itself. Actually clicked off the test there. So you'll see my 17 and 18. But I have another integration point as well, and you'll see this iteration option. The iteration option will tie into the underlying iteration structure on my team project to allow me to say that a particular test belongs within a particular iteration of my software project. So I can kind of group my test by iteration if that actually makes sense for what I'm trying to achieve. You'll see the same thing here for areas on your project if you're using areas for your team project as well. But that's just one mechanism that you actually have. What I'm going to do is actually take my manual test that I've got. All right, so I'm also going to come in here, take the manual test, and I can come in here and take other tests if I want as well. I'm going to grab this Word doc for manual test. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to just simply select those two, and I'm going to go ahead and execute those. When I do that, that's going to fire off a test run, and of course it's going to launch my manual test for me. So there's my manual test. What I'll do is I'll pass the first one, and I'll fail the second one. Okay? So I've got the passed test and the failed test both sitting here, and those are just manual tests. Now, as you may know, the test results window down here is a common window for all types of tests. So whether you're doing web testing, load testing, unit testing, database unit testing, generic testing, order testing, it's the same test results window. All tests use the same underlying test framework. So what I want to do is show how this window actually interacts with Team Foundation Server, and specifically work item tracking. What I'm going to do is go ahead and close both the manual tests that I had open. We're going to explore this window real quick. First button I want to show you here is this publish option. What the publish option allows you to do is take the data from these test results and publish it to a build on your Team Foundation server. So I'm going to go ahead and do that, noticing that I could also include code coverage data. This is going to take my test result data, push it to Team Foundation server, and allow me to actually have this data there. And that's going to be important here in just a moment. So I'm going to go ahead and click OK. It's going to push that data up. So zero runs, results, publish in progress, one completed. Go back to the screen that I had before, and that pushes the data to the server. The next thing I'm going to do is right-click on the failed test, go to create work item, and notice here that I can actually create a work item from the test results window. Alternately, I can add to a work item. If I select add to work item, I could actually go out and find a pre-existing bug that I have, and I could actually associate these test results with that particular bug. What I'm going to do is instead of attaching to an existing bug, I'm going to create a brand new bug. What that's going to do is it's going to go ahead and open up the bug form. Let me go ahead and put a title in here. I'll say, you know, problem with application. If I scroll down here, we'll see that if I go to details, we're going to actually have the name of the test that I was running from the window. And again, this could be a bug filed off of a unit test, a web test, a load test, doesn't matter. I can select the build that I was testing against. So if I make on the QA team and I'm doing manual testing, I might be testing a specific build, and I can tell what build I was actually testing against. I can type in the name of the test case here. All of my tests get this unique GUID, and the pathing here as well was where that test is located on my hard drive. So I've now got that data here, but in addition to that, because from the test results window I created the work item, if I go to the file attachments, you're going to see this tempce.temp.trx file. What that is the underlying data behind the test results window. So let me close my bug, close my test results window, go back to the bug, and let's imagine now that I'm the developer actually working this bug. If I go to the file attachments section here, I can select that TRX file, click open, and it's going to actually open the TRX file and show me the underlying data in XML format from my test results. Now, you'd be thinking, that's not terribly useful, right? So you may want to actually have some additional options here. So I can do other options as well. And what I want to do is basically save this out. So I'm going to go to my Save As, save this out to my desktop, and the file extension needs to be a TRX file. So I'll call this testresults.trx. Click Save, go go ahead and close down Internet Explorer. And now I'll just simply go to Visual Studio and say I need to open a file. And I can actually go to my desktop over here and open up that TRX file. Notice it's going to give me a brief little error message, and this pops up quite often. But what it does behind the scenes is actually loads the test results window and pops open that test run. Okay. Reason it gives me that error message is it knows this was already my test run loaded on my machine. But it allows me to actually see the test results data. And in addition to that, if I double click on the failed test, it's actually going to open up the test case for me here. Okay. So it allows somebody working on the bug to get very easy access to the underlying bug data, right? The test result data they are using. Another option, however, let me go ahead and close test results again, is to go to the links, and you'll see that there's actually a link here to a test result. So if you hadn't played with the work item linking very much, one of the things you can do is you can link to a test result that actually resides on the Team Foundation server. If I double-click that, you notice it also opens up the test results window. This is going to be a much more robust way of handling it, but that only works if you've published the test results to Team Foundation server. So for instance, if I hit the Add button here, you'll notice there's the test result type, and I can actually browse the test results on my Team Foundation server, and I can go ahead and associate with a particular test run. Right? So this kind of gives you some idea of the integration points that you actually have between the testing infrastructure and the work item tracking infrastructure. If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. You'll notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.